And on Monday, Republican Senator Steve Daines joined three other Republicans in releasing draft legislation they say would reverse a so-called Cottonwood decision. They see it as a way to prevent wildfires. But as Nate Hedgey reports, it's much bigger than that.
The Cottonwood decision really focused on critical Canada lynx habitat. The animals are on the threatened species list, and a 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling says the U.S. Forest Service needs to review its current management plans to ensure it protects 12 million acres of lynx habitat. If the old management plan doesn't protect that habitat, the Forest Service has to update it. But in an interview with YPR earlier this month, Tester said the Cottonwood decision has even more far-reaching impacts.
Somebody could come in, and it has happened, and say, you know what, we've got this species, it's on the endangered species list, that has some impacts. You need to redo that forest plan that has taken literally decades to write. And everything in that million acres of the Lewis and Clark Forest stops. Everything stops. All the recreational opportunities stop, the tree cuts stop, trail maintenance stop. Everything stops while they redo this forest plan.
Not quite, says John Haber, a former U.S. Forest Service planner.
The impression that that statement gives you is it's a do-over and it will take a long time. First of all, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to change the plan at all. All it means is you have to talk to the Fish and Wildlife Service about it. And if you do need to make changes, they may not be big changes and it may not take long.
Haber worked on lynx habitat on and off for almost 20 years. And he says in most situations, everything doesn't stop once there's a lawsuit or a forest is listed as critical habitat for an endangered species. He says the new draft legislation would not only reverse the Cottonwood decision, which focuses on lynx habitat.
It's also going to talk about if there's a new species listed, that you will no longer have to consult on the on an existing forest plan.
A press release from Dane's office says the legislation will simplify forest management and help mitigate wildfires. The Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works is scheduled to hold a hearing on the draft legislation Wednesday. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgey, YPR News.